Well, after three straight days of gains, the Aussie market is firmly in the red as we approach lunch on Thursday. We've got the ASX 200 down by about a fifth of 1%, but is still well above 6,000 points, still within striking distance of those near 10-year highs we've been at in recent days. And we're still up more than 1% over the week so far. But really, what the market's been paying most attention to over the past 24 hours has been US tax reforms. And the two chambers of Congress, the Senate and also the House of Reps, voted in favour of the biggest tax reforms in 30 years in the US, which will include cutting the company tax rate there from the current 35% down to 21% starting January next year. So it hasn't really had a huge impact on the US markets. The news has been largely priced in for some time. It's a reason why US shares have improved essentially for 9 consecutive months and are outperforming the rest of the world, really up 25% year to date. And the news has also rubbed off onto the Australian share market. A number of companies have given us updates, trading updates, how they'll be impacted by these tax reforms. One of them was BlueScope Steel, up 4.5% today. The company said that US tax reform should cut the company tax rate by 7% and in 2018 and by 11% thereafter. It expects profits to now lift from the prior estimates of $420 million for the year up to $460 million. ComputerShare also today said it expects a one-off boost to its profits in 2018 from these US tax changes. It did warn, though, that certain deductions will be either reduced or eliminated. So that has offset some of that shine and is a reason why ComputerShare is down at the moment. Ansell also expects profits to lift by between $3 and $5 million from 2019 onwards. Those reforms to one side, we've had plenty of company updates today. Dulux Group has basically confirmed it's on track to see its profits lift over the year, better than last year. And AWE, the oil and gas producer, today has agreed to a sweetened takeover offer from the Aussie-listed Mineral Resources. And finally, Tats and Tabcorp have announced a number of management changes to lead the merged company forward once they merge into one organisation in the coming months. The Aussie dollar finally sits at about 76.6 US.